Welcome to the Connect Groups podcast series.
Good afternoon, Connect Group podcast listeners. This is Abby Gross, the Sector and Community Development Officer. And with me today, I have the leader of one of our support group members from Prost, Ross Campbell. How are you going today, Ross?
Pretty good, thanks, Abby.
Yeah, good.
Lovely to be here.
Fantastic. I'm quickly just going to do an acknowledgement to country. So today I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and acknowledge the elders past, present and emerging. Also acknowledging those here today in the room and outside that have a lived experience. So now that we've got you here, Ross, can you tell us a little bit about Prost and kind of how it all started up?
I certainly can, Abby, and it's a fabulous story, really. A lady called Joanne Milios, a physiotherapist, has a brother who is a urologist, and she and he got talking about men's health and the best way to try and help men who've been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Joanne, or Jo as we call her, decided that she wanted to start a gym to help men with both their physical health and their mental health. Mm-hmm. Some of the issues for men who've had a prostatectomy, that's the removal of the prostate gland, do leak, have urinary incontinence and erectile dysfunction. And she was determined to find a way to try and help men to overcome those disabilities.
Yeah.
She decided that the best way to do it was to involve a group of men with a football club.
Mm.
Because A, they have a gym, B, they have men playing football, and they do have women too, and I'm a founding member of the AFLW Eagles. But there you go. And so she approached Peter Capes, the general manager of Subiaco Football Club. He welcomed it with open arms, and with a very short time, we started the gym.
Yeah.
And that started nearly 10 years ago, and I got involved about 9 years ago.
So almost from the beginning.
1 year late.
1 year late. Where were you for that year?
Still with the prostate gland.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough then. I'll give you a pass on that year then.
Good
Ross.
On you.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah.
Abby.
So can you tell us about how exercise actually benefits men and men specifically who have been dealing with prostate cancer?
Well, exercise is very important, and as you know, it also supports good mental health. It's also very important for supporting things like decreasing anxiety, to decrease fatigue, depressive circumstances, and increases the quality of life. This is so obvious when you see men come into Prost and what they're doing some time later, just the confidence they've got back into their life. And of course there's that very important perceived physical function to make sure that you can walk up hills so that you can enjoy an active life. Prost offers, and exercise offers, all of that for you.
So can you tell us a bit about what you do in your group? Like, what kind of activities do you run? Are there specific programs? And how do you become a part of that group?
Well, to begin with, you have to be diagnosed mm-hmm. with having prostate cancer mm-hmm. to become a member. The application is quite simple. We do make sure that your doctor agrees to allow you to exercise, and of course that's one of our main activities.
Mm-hmm.
And initially it was started, as I said, at Leaderville Oval, the Subiaco Football Club, using their gym. on a Tuesday and Thursday with two sessions on each day, and it's grown from there. But the number of men grew, and the camaraderie around exercising together under the auspices of a professional exercise physiologist who's experienced in pelvic floor strengthening,
mm-hmm.
and understanding what men who've been diagnosed are going through.
Mm.
From that, after the gym session, a group of men started going to a coffee shop, and it's the coffee shop talk that really takes it to another level.
Yeah.
Stories that come out, which might even be about why you're barracking for the Dockers when you should be an Eagle.
You see them on the weekend though, Ross?
I did. and good on you, Dockers. I'm a West Australian at heart, but an Eagle by member. The discussion often then turns to more serious things, and we could have a team of, well, now about 15 men who go to coffee every Tuesday and Thursday, twice. That's the first session and the second session.
Mm.
Different men at different times, obviously.
Yeah.
The discussion can be very confronting for the new members, and they listen to the old members sort of talking about their own experience.
Mm.
And quite often you'll find there are side conversations going on. Having my operation next week, what should I expect?
Mm.
How long will I be incontinent for? What about erectile dysfunction? How will I feel after that? So those conversations have been going on for 9 years, and it's just so good for men's physical and mental health.
Yeah.
For not only the physical exercise at
yeah.
the gym, and but more, I think, particularly for the mental health side, is that coffee. And further to that, we've now got a group of, I think, about 6 or 8 men who now go out and cycle twice a week.
Oh, wow.
As a group. And they've been involved in a couple of long rides to raise funds for prostate cancer and prostate cancer
awareness.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. So not only are you giving men an outlet to physically work out, feel stronger, feel connected, but you're also having that emotional, mental talk with each other that typically in men and in society has been pushed to the side. How come you think there's been like a rise in talking about mental health, but not only for women, but now also for men? Do you see your group growing even more now with that men's mental health talk?
Look, I do, and but I also understand that we're a special group because we are talking about it. But I do take that to my broader group of friends and people I meet and try and bring that into the conversation if it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Suicide for men is 4 times greater than women. That we do concentrate not just on the physical side but the mental side for those men that I'm coming in contact with
yeah.
through Prost. I think the majority of men that I deal with and they deal with me in Prost is a very important part of their life and my life, and I've seen men come in quite despondent and keep coming back, and suddenly they're one of the people talking about it. Starting a conversation is not always easy. I think it needs to be done in the right setting. It needs to be done with an amount of certain amount of privacy. It's certainly not a conversation that you should have whilst you're drinking alcohol or going to the pub. It's not that sort of a conversation. It's got to be far more serious than that, if you like, and you know, active listening and those sort of skills need to be brought into it to make it successful. We've not had any specific training in that as members, but we do pick up on where the best conversations come from and go to.
Yeah, absolutely. So since we are recording this episode for Men's Health Week, I thought it would be good to kind of talk about not just physical health, but mental health, and what kind of language and questions should we be asking, and the types of things that we should be prompting in conversations with men in our lives, whether that be partners, parents, sons, friends. Is there a way that we can all kind of make this conversation normal and not shamed in society anymore?
That's big.
The hard-hitting questions, Russ.
Look, it really is, Abby, and the conversation, I think, has to be started quite gently.
Yeah.
And, you know, chatting about something and you might just hear something in what is being said, and you talk about what you're doing with Prost, for instance, and the conversations we have, and it might be just that very simple, are you okay?
Mm.
If they completely walk away from it, then you've done your job, you can't do any more. But sometimes it's a very good opener, and you can then carry that conversation forward into where they are in their journey with prostate cancer, mental health, physical health.
Mm.
Could be that they're going from their original procedure to then advanced cancers, and they've got to deal with quite different procedures and radiation.
Yeah.
And I won't go into all of that into detail because I'm not a medical professional, but some of it's quite confronting. I just feel that that conversation can come to men from their mates, the people in Prost, if that's appropriate, their wives, their family, and once you ask the question, then learn to listen.
Absolutely.
Actively.
Actively listening, exactly. So say someone was going to come to their first session sometime this week. So we've talked about how we do have those great coffee catch-ups where we start talking about how we're actually feeling emotionally, mentally, but what else would someone expect at their first session with you guys?
Well, they arrive at this, and I'll use Leadable as the example because that's where we started and where I mainly go.
Yeah.
The other two gyms are at the Performance and Fitness Centre at UWA and at BFT Gym in Fremantle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new venue for us, which has been supported by Connect Groups. Thank you very much, on through a gift grant. So when they arrive, they will bring with them an application form that's been given to them from their urologist, from their physiotherapist, maybe from Joe Milios, who's so very involved in supporting men with prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the exercise physiologist and myself usually read their application form, which has been signed by their doctor and shows some of their medical history as well. So it's quite a private document. They're then introduced to the group broadly, and then to understand how the group works, Usually we start off with the warm-up,
mm-hmm.
and recently we've been going out onto Leaderville Oval and playing soccer. Silly 70 and 80-year-old men.
How much do you pay to have spectators there?
Well, we've had a few women come and play with us and they love it.
Oh, I'll be there next week, Ross.
Come and join us and have a look how we do it.
Fabulous.
So after we've warmed up and we've lost or won the game and we walk around the oval back to the club, there's another time for conversations, and then into the gym, get a mat, lie on the floor and do our perfect floor exercises.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important part of our regime, the reason being that once the prostate gland has been removed, for those of us who have had a prostatectomy, the bladder does fall down, that needs support, and the way to support that is to strengthen the pelvic floor. Equally, when a medico might say, I'm not quite right here, but I'll do my best. When you've had a prostatectomy, there are two sphincters in the urinary tract to hold back the urine in mm-hmm. the bladder. Once the prostate gland's gone, usually one of those is gone. So you've only got one sphincter to hold back the urine,
mm.
and that's why we strengthen the floor of the bottom of the pelvic, if you like, area, the pelvic floor as they call it, and so we have this wonderful statement that you might cut out, but we have to pull back on our pelvic floor, and the best way for blokes to understand is to call it nuts to guts. So you pull your nuts to your guts, and it's like
I mean, it's directive.
It's directive.
You know exactly
yes.
what you've got to do with that statement. So
yeah, that's right. And funny, you know, but every man understands.
Every man understands.
I do know that there was a video done, and they had to change it to more professional conversation than that. But sorry, I'm me. And so when the pelvic floor exercises are done, we then go into the gym proper and go through aerobic exercise, weight training, etc. All the things that you would normally do in a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes an hour. So it's 20 by 20 by 20, basically, but not strictly.
Yeah.
Minutes, that is. So once that's finished, people either just go home or they go across to a very supportive coffee shop called Oxford Yard in Oxford Street, mm-hmm. Leaderville.
You're getting some free coffees with that?
Well, we are for our new members.
Oh.
For their first time, they've decided after being asked to sponsor us.
Great.
For just a coffee while the new people get blooded and they'll either continue on. Some men don't come back after about 4 weeks, something like that, maybe 2 months,
mm-hmm.
because they're okay.
Yeah.
So that's okay too.
Yeah.
So I think the last time I looked on our email group is around about 180 people.
Wow.
And we would have 50 regulars.
Yep.
Not all at the same time. Some people were going on holidays, etc. But actively, you'd say there are 50. And there are men who are dry instantly, don't have the problem of erectile dysfunction, are comfortable in themselves. They may even be going to another gym. And they've learnt what they need to know from us and they go back to their gym. I can think of a couple of those as good examples. So it's okay for a man to come along and be with us and then not turn up ever again. They usually don't want their name removed from the group though, because we give information on that group email.
Yeah. So there's no set time that you have to be a part of the group. Once you're in, basically, you use that group as support as needed.
Absolutely. I must be a needy person.
9 years of support for you, Ross.
Absolutely. And it's been a very interesting journey. it's been very good for me too, because it does make you become a bit introspective and what's life all about, how long is it going to last, and really understand that every day is very important.
Every single 24 hours.
You betcha.
So I know you mentioned before that Connect Groups has helped Prost with one of our small grants. Is there anything else that we have been instrumental in growing your group or supporting your group that you want to talk about?
Look, I think it's important to understand that over these years that I've been involved with Prost and Connect Groups as a recipient of Connect Groups' ability to support us, it hasn't been just one grant, it's been multiple grants over many years. It's helped us financially survive. It helped us to get to a point where we're administratively efficient and have good governance. We've been incredibly lucky with the support we've got from people like Joe, people like Peter Capes of Subiaco Football Club, Antonella Segre from Connect Groups. She has been brilliant. Can't say enough about her. She's a very special person, I think, and I do love the way she thinks. I love the way she's been supportive of Prost. Thank you, Antonella. And look, we're still trying to get more and more gyms operating in Western Australia and across Australia. It's a very slow growing process.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty is finding the right venue, finding the right physio or exercise physiologist. And we've stayed away from just people who are trainers at gyms. We've gone to the professional level and we wish to maintain that. Nothing against the trainers, but they don't have the same experience. What we're missing is other professionals understanding how important the exercise is for men who are going through or have gone through or are about to go through procedures to do with prostate cancer. So I'm calling on urologists, GPs, specialist nurses to promote exercise, push men towards Prost or any other group that has a similar philosophy to get more and more men involved. There are so many men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer across Australia, and I'm not going to try and quote figures because I forgot to log them up, but well over 20,000 a year. And, you know, we've got a big group of 180 out of all of that. Multiply that by years and you've got hundreds of thousands of men out there, some of whom are hiding in a corner somewhere, leaking into their pads every day and don't do anything about it because A, they don't know, or B, they're too scared to make that move. We need some support from professionals to try and get them to do more for themselves.
Absolutely. So if someone was looking to join Prost, how do they get in touch with you? What's the process with that?
Right. Well, we, as I said, we have a website, and I will give my name and details in a moment. We do get support from PCFA. We do get support from some urologists. We certainly get support from Jo Milios putting her patients through to us. The specialist nurses are starting to come on board, so they are employed by the hospital and supported by the federal government, and obviously supported by PCFA to keep that going. And they are found usually through the men's experience with their own urologist, oncologist, or whoever they're dealing with. So I won't try and give you the details for that, but they are available on PCFA's website. We have our own website, which is prost.com.au. My email address is supportgroupleader@prost.com.au. And my phone number, if it's okay to give you that.
If you want to pass it out.
Sure. 0407 886 823. That's 0407 886 823. I'll welcome your call anytime. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ross. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing with us your stories and your thoughts and your passion for your group, Ross. So thanks for everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next time.